What's up, my sizey sisters and brothers? I'm here with the first official Sizey Sisters podcast episode. Now, I did a little research on some stuff that's going on nowadays, and I'm here to bring it to you guys. So, first things first, I know y'all already heard about the Forever 21 and the Atkins bars in the packages, which I do find disrespectful. Let me give my 2 cents on that. Y'all can catch it if you want to. I do find it disrespectful, but I have gotten samples from Forever 21 before, and mine was weird. I got hot Skittles, so, you know, that was disrespectful, but I hope that everybody, including our little skinny minis, got that same Atkins bar, because if you guys were sending the plus size people diet bars, I hope you guys were sending the skinny minis some fast food restaurant coupons. But that's my 2 cents. Cash it if you want to. So now let's move on to what I found today. So today, I found out that the store Avenue is closing. So Avenue actually has 60 days to find a buyer, or all 260 stores are closing. Now, I used to buy from Avenue. My mom used to buy from Avenue. But then I found other stores. So we don't shop at Avenue as much. But, you know, Avenue does have some nice things. For like a lot of businesswomen stuff. So I am kind of upset to see it going. But you know what that means? It always means sales. You know, I love a good sale. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I love a good sale. But let's get back to the closing. So on Wednesday, the employees found out that Avenue was closing, aka now they need to find new jobs. Unless somebody buys the store in 60 days. Now, that's only 2 months. That's not a lot of time. But, according to some employees, they also found out that they are not getting a severance. Now, you know, usually, if stores close down and the employees don't really know, or, you know, it's going to take a while for them to get a job because you can't just get a job just like the snap of your fingers. Like, no. Oh, no. I'm going to need some type of compensation between, you know, now and then. I might have some mouths to feed. I have rent to pay. I had a phone bill, credit card bill, you know. I need my money. And I'm not getting a severance? Oh, no. So, we already know they're upset. But in a, what would you call it? In a discussion, I guess, or a conference or something? They said that it's because of the challenging retail climate. It's affecting multiple retailers. Because I also heard that Dress Barn is also closing its stores. They announced that in May. And, you know, a lot of people are closing down. But there are some stores that are closing because they got bought by somebody else and they're opening back up, or they're just doing like a little brand switch around because Fashion Figure, the debt. Fashion Figure closed down for a few months after December. And then by February they were back up, but they got bought by New York and Company. So that's different. Charlotte Russe also closed back down, but Charlotte Russe is also opened back up. I don't know who bought Charlotte Russe, but they're opening back up, so now I know where to get my jeans from. Anyway, but they do say that they deeply appreciate the support of their customers, their employees, their suppliers, and other stakeholders as they consider their alternatives. So, I do feel bad for everybody, you know, that is being hurt by this, or it's impacting them in a negative way. Because, you know, like you're losing money, you're losing a job, and it's in this economy, it's really hard. So, my prayers go out to everybody who is stuck into this situation, and I do hope it works out for you guys. But it does say that
the sales have been steadily declining, sorry. So, you know, a lot of people do shop more online, and if, you know, Avenue does have, like, everyday stuff, but Avenue's mainly, like, a businessy, casual kind of place, as is Dress Barn. So, you know, a lot of other people are shopping either on Amazon, of course, or going to Target, because Target just put out a new line. Some people might still be going to Walmart, you know. All these other websites that hold both. You know, you got Rainbow, you got Fashion Figure, Forever 21, even though they're still under fire. You got Fashion Nova. So, you know, you still have your choices, so just take heed. But, like I said earlier, there is a sale. They are having a flash sale, which features 40% off the new arrivals and 50% off clearance items. So, I just wanted to let y'all know that, in case you wanted to go on over to avenue.com. But, as for that, my prayers do go out to everybody that is being affected by the Avenue clothing. And honestly, Avenue, I do hope that you guys find a buyer, because I know people still love those clothes. And if you guys are still around when I get older, I'm going to go shop there. But I hope everybody is going to be okay after that closing. But on to the next topic. Barbie Ferreira. I always pronounce her name wrong. I'm sorry. If you guys know Euphoria, the new HBO show with Zendaya, you know that's my girl. But we're here talking about Sizey Sisters. So, Barbie Ferreira, who plays Kat Hernandez, wants more plus size representation. And she's not talking about the one dimensional. Oh, she's usually just like the side character that's like the support for the skinny minis or whatever. Nah. She wants us to be fully fleshed out. Like, full going. She wants us to be main characters or have our own storyline or anything. So, now, if you watched Euphoria, girl, and if you didn't watch it, you need to watch it. The season finale is coming to a close. The season is coming to a close, or it has closed. I'm not sure because I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched the season finale if it came out yet. But if you've seen it, you know Kat is the plus size character. Kat is amazing. I love her. So, in the beginning, Kat was like, you know, the one-dimensional character. The shy one, the one always in the back. You know, no stuff in a book, kind of girl. But they went to a party one day. Kat lost her virginity. And it was publicized because the guy recorded it and shared it. And it lit off something in Kat. And Kat was like, you know what? I'm going to change. So she changed everything. And girl, when I say everything, I mean everything. Now, these are a little bit of spoilers, but if you go around on the internet, you're going to find them anyway. So, let me just tell you. Kat changed everything about her, and honestly, I'm here for it. I love it. She got more control of herself. I want to spoil it, but I don't want to spoil it. She reclaimed her sexuality. She became a cam girl, which, a damn girl cam girl at that. But her cam, and when she does her cam girl stuff, she degrades people, but she gets paid for it. And when I tell you she's making money, she's making money. And there's so many other things, and she's just amazing for body positivity nowadays. Because first of all, the show itself is already getting rave reviews before of its real-world portrayal of sexuality, drug abuse with teenagers, and body image. And it's just, she's just amazing. Like, her reinvention of herself and everything. And, we just love her. Now, she says in an interview that it's rare for plus-size characters to receive full dimension on screen. Like I said earlier, they just seem one-dimensional. They're just, like, the side characters. Like, we never see plus size characters that are the main characters. We're always, like, the supporting character. We're always, like, the fourth or fifth one in, like, the credits. Like, we're never number one. But here, oh, Kat or Barbie Hernandez is amazing. I mean, Barbie Ferreira. I got the two last names mixed up. So, in an interview, and I'm going to quote her, yes, of course, Kat's body shaming has happened, and influences her, but it doesn't take up the entire narrative. Having a character that isn't perfect and is making mistakes and has her own storyline in a show, we need more of that, where people aren't caricatures of themselves, they're full human beings, and their identities aren't necessarily at the forefront of all their problems. Now, I love her. I love everything that she stands for. And honestly, this makes her my Sizey Sister of the Week. My Queen of the Week. It goes out to Barbie Ferreira. Because one, if you look at her Instagram page, which is at Barbie Ferreira. Oh, honey. She looks good. She looks amazing. Perfect. Beautiful. Oh, my God. I just can't praise her enough. Like, she's... Love you, Barbie. And the name fits her. Like, oh, my God. But some people are upset at the attention that Kat's getting in the show, which I don't understand. It's like, they're like, oh, she's mean. Like, no, she's not. But that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to spoil it too much for anybody who has not watched it. All I got to say is, go watch it. So, those are the main two things that I wanted to talk about this week. And leave your comments below on one, how I'm doing, if I'm talking too fast, if I'm talking too slow. Let me know if you got anything to say on either of the talks that I talked about. If you want me to look into somebody who's just a queen or a king, because we do kings up here too. Let me know down below. Leave your comments. Anything, just let me know. Talk to me. Spill the tea. If you want me to do a story time about something like that, girl, I'm here. I'll do it. If you need any advice, I'm here. I'll talk about it. We'll help. And it's not only me. Your fellow Sizey sisters and brothers will help you as well. Anyway, lovelies, I will catch you next time. See you later.